Here now is Lisa Bell and Candace Campos with Florida Foodie. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Hello and welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm your host, Lisa Bell, and today we are on location in Orlando.
Oh my gosh, we have our cup of coffee for a reason. I'm Candace Campos, and we are talking with people behind a coffee brand here in Central Florida who are still 40 years later, roasting coffee beans right here in the heart of Orlando.
I tell you what, when you walk into this place, you just want to melt. Yes. We are joined today by the director of marketing for Barney's Coffee, Shannon Wolfgang.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us today.
Yeah. This is fantastic. We cannot wait to see your whole process here in Orlando, from roasting to flavoring. And you got started, the company got started some 40 years ago, right?
Right.
So how did it all begin?
We actually just celebrated 43 years. Our flagship cafe is in Winter Park, Florida on Park Avenue. We only actually have that one location till this date. That's where we started. We actually opened a bunch of locations in the mall. A lot of people are like, where did Barney's go? We remember you from the mall. Well, yeah, that's where we started and that's where we became huge. We had flavored coffee at Santa's White Christmas. That was our number one flavor and it became like a national phenomenon.
Yeah.
So at that point we were doing great, but then our investors and our business managers decided to change plans. And then at that point, we closed down our mall locations and we decided to keep our flagship location at the cafe. Yeah. And then we kind of just did our online store for barneyscoffee.com.
Yeah. So many people have memories of Barney's. If they grew up in Central Florida, they remember Barney's. And as you mentioned, people are like, hey, where'd you go? But you can still get Barney's.
Oh, yes, that's exactly the point. And so what we were trying to do is like make sure that everyone could get a good cup of coffee. I mean, we wanted to make sure, you know, what we do best is roast coffee and provide that to everyone. So our point was to do the online store. So now we're on Amazon. We're also located in Publix, Winn-Dixie, Ingles, like up in north. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of locations that you can find our coffee, and that's what we wanted to do.
And I really feel like, especially the Santa's White Christmas, that's part of the holidays, you know,
yes.
Whether it was shopping at the mall, but you guys have evolved.
Which you can get year round, by
yes.
the way, I discovered.
Yes. So it started as like a limited time only flavor. That's kind of what we start with any of our flavors. We started that one as a holiday flavor, but then it turned out to be so popular that we're like, okay, maybe we'll sell it in Christmas in July and try it then. It actually worked really well in July too. So we decided, let's just do this year round. And then it just became where they wanted it all the time. So that's what we're doing with our other flavors. You'll see some other ones come down the line just for specific only for like Sweetheart Blend for the Valentine's. Then you'll notice that'll be a year round.
How many flavors do you guys have?
Oh gosh, we have over, I know in the longest time that we've had, you know, 43 years, we've had over 43 flavors.
Wow.
I can tell you that. But current flavor count, I believe is up to 15.
And you're always changing it up. You're also starting new partnerships with a lot of people.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
So locally we have started a lot of partnerships, not only, mainly for our flavor. Mm-hmm. So we've already had our Publix flavored ice cream. So we have like Barney's coffee ice cream in Publix, but we also have a limited time only Santa's Right Christmas ice cream, so you can get that in the holidays. But there's also some other ice creams. There's five at Publix that we have with Barney's. But then there's 1010 Brewery, who's doing a beer with us collaboration.
Oh,
we
that's
also
kind of
have
fun.
Yes,
yeah.
We have Seven Bites, who's done a brownie with us and also a cookie with us with the flavoring. So we have a lot of local collaborations that we've been working on.
And University of Central Florida.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yes. So that is actually considered a licensed cafe for Barney's Coffee, and that's where the business plan went. So we closed down all of the mall cafes, and now we're opening businesses or collaborating with businesses through schools. And the reason we did that was so that we could also do a give back donation to the school. So University of Central Florida in particular is actually, we created three different blends with them. Flavored coffee, like a Pegasus blend. Mm-hmm. And if you purchase that coffee, not only at the UCF cafe that they have, the bookstore, but purchase it online for Barney's Coffee, $1 of that bag actually goes back to their food insecurity program. So each time you're purchasing the bag, you actually feel good about drinking that coffee and you're given.
I love that.
I'll focus.
How did that come about? Because that's so cool that you guys are doing
right.
that.
Right. And that started, I want to say, I don't know the original school, but I know we have Stetson's, Rollins, we have Orlando Science Center, and all of those have a coffee that maybe is a give back mm-hmm. sort of thing.
I mean, you guys have also are so focused here in Central Florida.
Yes.
I mean, and then when we went back there just to kind of do the tour, you don't realize still how this is still kind of a feels like a mom and pop shop, even though you guys have become such a household name nationwide.
For sure. So yeah. We used to roast our own coffee actually at the cafe in Winter Park. So that's still our flagship cafe. And that's where we roasted everything. But as we became so big, we had to have a facility or a production center to produce the coffee and roast to here.
But you still do so,
so
much by
doing.
Hand.
Yes.
Yes. That was so mind-blowing when we first walked in here and you said, would you like a cup of coffee? And look mm-hmm. at all these people who are hand packaging everything.
The coffee.
Yes. Yes. And when you look at the number of employees in Barney's itself and how big we are as a coffee brand, mm-hmm. it's kind of fascinating. I would agree. Because there's only 13 employees in here doing everything by hand.
So where did the name Barney's come from?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Thank you. So one of our originators is actually named Phil Barney Jones. So Barney's actually is his name, his okay. middle name. So he was one of our originators, and that's where that name came from.
And he created flavored coffee?
Oh, yeah, he was, if you look at our actual story, he was an inventor himself. Like, he just wanted to tinker with different things, and he was like, you know what, no one's doing flavored coffee. Just like at the time we were doing Santa's White Christmas and presenting that, no one was doing a holiday coffee. We were like one of the first. Not to say this, but we were before Starbucks and before the, and so we like to say that we're innovators, and he was definitely someone that became, you know, came up with this idea of like, no one's doing this, let's try this, and we're going to make sure we're good at it.
And I personally like my coffee nice and sweet. And you brewed us this banana split.
Banana split.
And I was like, I'm going to add more sugar. But before I did, I tried it and it was sweet.
Yeah,
was
just you don't like, have to add anything.
That's what I love about it. And yeah. Especially right now, everybody's, you know, doing their resolutions and they're worried about their calories. Well, now you can have that banana split without your calories.
There
so
you
that's
go.
What I love about it too. So yeah, you can have all the flavor within the coffee and you don't have to worry about adding the sugar, adding the creamers, or adding the whipped cream and all that. For stuff, because that's not really what we're about.
Are we gonna get our hair nets on?
We are gonna put on some hair nets, and we're gonna go check out the roasting process. We know you guys source beans mm-hmm. from all over the world, so we're gonna talk to the head roaster here at Barney's Coffee about the whole mm-hmm. process of roasting, where you get your beans, and how this becomes so delicious.
Yes,
we'll
I
be right
it.
Back.
Welcome back to Florida Foodie. We are now kind of in the brains of Barney's operations.
That's right. It smells so good in here. We are joined now by the head roaster of Barney's Coffee, Christian Jose Morrison. Thank you so much for inviting us in today.
Of course.
This is fascinating. We have so many questions. You roast all the beans
yes.
for Barney's Coffee. It starts out, though, in a bag right there, right?
Yeah. So it starts out in what we call jute bags.
Okay.
Burlap sack. They come from all over the world. Mm-hmm. They come in between 60 kilos, 132 pounds to almost 154 pounds.
How many of those bags do you guys go through in like a week?
We'll probably go through between these two, probably at full capacity, 4 pallets in a week. That's 10 bags each pallet. So probably between 20 and 40 bags, depending on capacity.
That's a lot of coffee.
Where do some of these coffee beans come from? Because I mean, I know there's so many.
Mm-hmm. So we source from all over the world, mm-hmm. mainly I would say Central and South America, but we do have some Indonesian coffees. We have in the past some African coffees, which a lot of people like, but for right now, like a lot of our focus is definitely in Central and South America.
And what role do you have in deciding which coffee bean to purchase and blend into your mix here?
It is definitely a collaborative effort on the team.
Yeah.
I, you know, work with our suppliers to try to figure out, okay, what's the best quality and what's economical in our favor mm-hmm. to use, because we're going through so much coffee. We want to use the best quality of beans that we can buy and the freshest. So we'll go... I'm bringing up a lot of samples that our supplier gives us, and we'll taste them all.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure out, okay, what is the flavor profile for this specific blend? Or like, you know, if we're doing a single origin, we'll be like, well, we like this one a little bit better than this one. And we'll just go through that process with like, you know, 10, 20, 30 coffees until we figure it out.
And every bean... And from each origin, I'm assuming, tastes different because
depending on the soil and the climate and all of that.
It really depends. Even beans in the same origin can taste different from farm to farm, estate from different estates.
Oh, so if it's close to a certain fruit or vegetable, I might.
If it's near like volcanic soil, if it's grown a little bit higher, if the temperature is a little bit lower, you know, it really, really depends. So that's why it's so vital to taste the beans that you're buying. Like, you know,
So as it grows on the coffee bush, it becomes a cherry, right? It's fruit.
Yes, it's a fruit.
A so-called cherry.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry. Coffee is a fruit?
It comes in a cherry.
Why am I just learning about this now?
A lot of people only see it in the roasted form.
Right.
So not a lot of people think that like it comes in a cherry and there's two basically seeds inside of it, which is the coffee that we grind up and drink.
So it goes from that into this, right?
Yes. So, well, there's a long process, a lot of hands touch it. So basically before it even gets to this is green coffee. It's in its raw form. Before it even gets there, it's either machine-picked, hand-picked by, you know, people on the farms, and then it's brought into a processing facility where then, depending on the process, you know, then it goes one or different ways. There's two different processes. There's a wash process and a natural process. And with a wash process, they take off all of the fruit, all of the skin and everything, and then they kind of ferment it. All coffee is kind of fermented. It's sat and then dried. The difference between a wash and a natural is the natural will dry with the cherry on it. So you'll get some more distinct fruity notes to it, like, you know, kind of jammy, juicy notes.
That happens on the coffee farm?
Yes, or a processing facility.
Okay. And so does this have any, like, scent to it?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of tastes like, or not taste, but like
it
smells.
It tastes like a nut. Almost.
Yeah, it almost tastes nutty. Like more sometimes like bread when it's definitely roasting.
Smell that. Yeah, this does not smell like coffee.
Yeah.
If you would have said this is a handful of what, I would have probably said nut.
Almost like grass or something. Grass clippings.
Kind of herbally.
Yeah, herby. No.
Okay, so it goes from those bags into here.
Into here.
And then what?
And then so it goes up into our hopper, and then from the hopper it goes in. It roasts for about, you know, anywhere between 13 and 17 minutes, and then it cools rapidly. We have this big fan back here that cools it rapidly, and then about 5 minutes later, it goes into our distoner, and then in here.
So, and when you're trying these beans, are you trying them in this form or in the final roasting when you're picking and choosing?
Complicated question. So when we're deciding on a blend, we start by getting samples from that supplier. Supplier gives us a specific sample. We'll try the individual and then we'll bring it together later. And then once we have it kind of a ballpark idea, we'll sample that.
So do you actually eat this?
You can't consume this. You can't, don't eat that. So once we have a blend, that's when quality comes into check. You know, coffee is a seasonal commodity. I mean, it grows in different places, have different seasons. So we have to try to make sure we're getting the freshest crop.
Fine-tuning the
final
flavor. Makes sense.
And
exactly.
Is every coffee that you guys produce a blend?
No. So a lot of the coffees that we produce, mainly with our flavored coffee, is a blend. It's actually our Barney's blend. Mm. So that's what most of our customers probably drink. Now, we do have a line of coffees called Crop X. You know, those are our single origin lines. They're a little bit higher in quality, and they're going to be more, you know, selected with a little bit more scrutiny.
Yeah.
You
Makes
know,
sense.
we want to try to elevate, you know, the quality in those coffees, bring out what is best about that origin. And, you know,
so let's go see what it looks like after it's gone through this roasting process. How hot is this roaster in order to get the product that you want?
So it gets around, it can get up to around 470 degrees.
See, this looks more like coffee now.
So this is coffee that just came out probably about 10 minutes ago or less.
Wow. And that fan really cooled it off.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's basically this big impeller pulling air in to go through the coffee, and rapidly cools.
Okay, and so then from here, it goes, what is this machine doing?
This is called a destoner.
Uh-huh.
It basically takes any foreign material that we get in the coffee. Now, the coffee that we get, you know, doesn't have a lot of it. We try to buy a grade of coffee that's, mm-hmm. Doesn't have a lot of defects in the grain. That's what we call a defect.
How did you get into making coffee and roasting coffee?
I started around when I was 24. Okay. I moved to Orlando. Mm-hmm. I was in school and, you know, I kind of needed a job.
Uh-huh.
So I worked for a couple of local places and, you know, from there I realized I didn't want to do the schooling I was doing. I wanted to be in coffee.
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
I know. And I love how you're asking questions the entire time you're playing. I mean, it's almost
sensory. Yeah, yeah. Right? All right, so can you fire this up for us real quick just to show us how it works?
Yeah,
and we'll
of
take
course,
a step
of
back
course.
And it's we'll
exciting.
See it in action.
Yeah, so.
So what are you doing here?
So it's actually already all set up.
Okay.
So I'm actually gonna start, it's gonna get really loud in here.
Okay.
So I'm actually gonna start this because I need to empty out this bin. It's gonna go up here. And then if you actually see, in this window over here, there's actually coffee loaded in there.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start this.
We're used to loud. We have small children.
Yeah.
We can handle
it. This is easy.
And so that's just kind of pushing it down into that, which is making sure that it doesn't have anything that it shouldn't have
in it. Yeah, and usually by this time it doesn't. You know, I try to do my best to see if there's any foreign materials in it. So I grab them and I toss them. So.
What would you see, like a twig or a leaf or something?
You know, sometimes part of a bag, like part of a bag, like the burlap or, you know, maybe a stick or anything.
Yeah.
But that's really common in a lot of coffees.
And then when you go from the bean to the grinding, where does that take place?
So that will take place in our flavoring room.
Okay.
So that's the end of the basically the end of the process. So let me get this started here for you.
And so through this computer, you're monitoring the temperature, you're monitoring what's coming in.
Exactly. So I got sensors over here and I got another thing over here that's reading it and or writing it basically for, you know, to analyze the graph later if we need to. If we're tasting, if we're cupping, we can let's say, I didn't really like how this batch turned out. Why did it turn out this way?
How does the temperature affect the flavor?
It can affect it in a lot of different ways. It can, you know, if you get too hot, it can be too bitter. Mm-hmm. If it's not hot enough, it can be what we call baked, where it kind of tastes like paper, you know, it's or glassy. There's a lot of different variations of things that can go wrong while you're roasting.
It is a science.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a science.
Yeah.
Let me get this started here. So what this computer is doing is it's running off a semi-automated profile that I have made. So it's reading all the instructions that I've given it and it's doing it itself. Now, can I fine-tune it during it? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm always kind of looking at this chart and looking here to kind of see, okay, do I need to tweak anything? And then if I need to, you know, sensory is all part of it. I want to see it. Okay, is it turning brown the time I want it to? Is it smelling the way I want it to at this point? If we get to the phases, there's actually three phases. I can go into those if you want me to.
Well, I'm curious how you can smell, because you walk in here and the whole place smells amazing.
Yeah.
So you're standing by the machine, but you can smell whether it's cooked like it should be, roasted like it should be.
That's all we have.
Oh, we have a stick.
We have a trier.
Ah.
So basically, during those certain times of the roasting process, I'll take out the trier and see, and I'll see the color and I'll smell it. When coffee is roasted, it smells kind of bready and sweet. So, you know, what I like to smell is sometimes during specific coffees is like, is it kind of like a sweeter bread? Is it kind of more like rye or more, you know, weedy? Like, you know, there's different variations.
But for the Barney's blend, you kind of have this this scent that you're looking for, mm-hmm. and so you want it all to be consistent.
Exactly.
Can we smell that?
So I'm gonna wait. I want to wait just a minute,
okay?
Because it's in the beginning processes. It's still what it's basically doing right now. It's absorbing the heat from the coffee, or from the drum, because there's a big drum in here that's spinning, and the coffee's taking that energy. And then what's going to happen is going to take that energy and the gas, the fire that's under it, and keep taking that energy on. And then about 7 to 8 minutes in, it'll actually start turning brown. That's what we call. So we call the first phase, we call it drying. So the bean is basically drying itself out. We're taking all that moisture out of it. And then that second phase we call browning.
So you'll see that right there.
You'll see it. Yeah. You'll see it start to happening. We call it browning. Like, you know how, like, you brown a steak. It's the same thing. You're trying to create sugars, natural sugars, to kind of come out and make that coffee sweet. A lot of people wouldn't think coffee is sweet, but it is a perceived sweetness to it.
And we can see, obviously, it's moving into the next phase of this process.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we'll take a look at the browned coffee beans.
Yeah.
And then we'll go into the flavoring process. Sounds good to me. Yeah. Welcome back. We are now in kind of the flavoring zone here at Barney's.
Oh my gosh, this has been so much fun. We are joined now by Adriana Henderson, mm-hmm. the Director of Operations at Barney's. We just watched 150 pounds of coffee beans being roasted.
Yep.
What a process. But then it wasn't done yet. All the beans come in here, and now they get flavored and turn into something so delicious.
Like Santa's White Christmas.
It's amazing.
Exactly. I mean, over 10.4 million cups were drank last year. So this flavor alone is the largest within the profile.
And so how does that happen? We saw the roasting process. How does it get flavored?
Yeah. So from the roasting process, we will bring in that 150 pounds and then we will weigh it out by batch, 80 pounds at a time. And after 80 pounds have been measured out, it goes into the grinder. From there, it's transported into our mixer, where we're then dosing it very slowly as it's rotating with the flavoring. Now, Santa's White Christmas is one of the very few blends that not only gets flavoring, but it gets powdered sugar. So a little extra sweetness Ooh. In your cup. And in saying that, it takes about 10 minutes of blending to get that final coat. Mm-hmm. From there, it then goes into a bin, where it's vacuumed up to the machinery and it is pre-measured out into every bag, then sealed.
We were stunned when we came here. Obviously, Barney's has been in business for 43 years now. You've got your original mm-hmm. location on Park Avenue, but the fact that we saw people still hand packing the bags of coffee.
Yes. So every whole bean product is hand produced. That's the one thing that we have stuck with Santa's White Christmas and then our Crop X line to be exclusive, because it is what we call a labor of love.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do the hand mixing. You have to measure out every single bag. And what we could normally produce in a day, being over 2,300 bags, gets reduced down to about 500 bags a day through the hand process.
What's your favorite flavor?
I mean, so mine.
We've been talking off camera, and you are a coffee connoisseur.
I love coffee.
What would you say is your absolute favorite?
So if I were to go with the flavored coffee side, it's definitely going to be the Sweetheart blend. And I mean, I'm telling you right now, especially with Valentine's right around the corner, you have to try this. It has that beautiful, almost cherry amaretto taste, and it's got the chocolatey notes, and it's perfection in a cup. I mean, I think it's underrated in the lineup. It was an LTO that made it full time, and it's exquisite.
Yeah. And when you say LTO, limited time offer?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many kind of full time flavors do you have, and how many seasonal flavors?
Yep. So right now we have a full time flavor lineup of 15 different flavors.
Okay.
And then we have 6 limited time flavors that we will have introduced this year, along with 4 vault flavors that are coming back.
Who picks the flavors and who creates the flavors?
Yeah. So that's an amazing process, and it's a group effort. You know, as you saw, we have a small team, so everyone needs to be involved. And so what we do is we source from four different flavor producers, and we take about 20 cups of different flavors, and then we reduce it down to that six final. And it's based off of all of our likes. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, I think this one really complements what we're looking to achieve. It has the flavor profile. I think it's going to stand out and be a big hit. So we go through a whole cupping process and a process of elimination and rating.
Well, we have had so much fun today.
Yes. And where can we purchase bags like this?
Many avenues. So number one, definitely barneyscoffee.com. But you can also find us in Publix. You can find us in Ingles. You guys can find us in Winn-Dixie, Amazon, anywhere within those. And then, of course, check out our cafe, because at the cafe, you can find our product all lined up. And that would be amazing.
Do we have to go back to work now?
I am so jittery. It's not even funny.
This has been so much fun. Thank you so much for inviting Florida Foodie into Barney's Coffee.
Thank you, ladies.
And cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guests, Shannon Wolfgang, Christian Jose Morrison, and Adriana Henderson. You can find their business online at barneyscoffee.com. You can also find it on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. On Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. And on Instagram, search Candace Campos, WKMG. Also, a big thank you to our production team. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.